Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to WWDB AM 860 Talk Radio. This is A Heart for the People Christian Ministry. I'm your host, Reverend Lee West. Today is a kind of a hard show, but it's necessary. I want to talk to you today about an organization called Parents of Murdered Children. As you know, in the city of Philadelphia, since the beginning of the year, there has been 15 children murdered, some not far, a couple blocks, a couple steps from their own school. Something needs to happen. This needs to stop. Parents of Murdered Children is an organization out of Cincinnati, Ohio. It was started in 1978 after the murder of a 19-year-old girl named Lisa Hollinger. Her parents are Robert and Charlotte. They started this program to reach out and support families who are suffering from the loss of their child or a loved one due to homicide or murder. The reason that I got involved with POMC, for short, is in 2016, between August 31st and the morning of September 1st, my daughter took a trip up north, going towards New York to begin celebrating her birthday. At the time, she was 19 years old as well. During her travel up North Jersey, she met a young man. And as any young lady who goes out, they feel that they can trust this person. Well, that was the last time that my daughter was seen. Her name is Robin West. And she was murdered in North Jersey. This young man friended my daughter, and she felt comfortable enough to get into his car. And when she got into his car, her friend said that was the last time that they saw her. We had no knowledge of her whereabouts, if she was okay, or anything. We filed a missing persons report, and everything was in motion, and about 2 weeks later, about September 13th of 2016, we got a phone call that a body had been found. This man strangled my daughter, and then he poured lighter fluid on her and set her on fire. So they were unable to identify her, so we had to send dental records in order for her to be identified. As a parent, this is a pain that you never want any parent to feel, that you never want any parent to go through. And you really, I can honestly say now that you really don't know how it feels until you've been through it. And people always offer, you know, condolences or words of encouragement, things like that. But when you lose your child, it just seems like there is no comfort in what is being said or what can be done. My daughter was a very vibrant, happy young lady. She wanted to be a veterinarian because she loved animals. She loved people. She loved having a great time. She's the kind of young lady who could walk into a room and it could be dark, and when she smiled, everything just lit up. She always wanted to see people laugh and enjoy life. And as any child, she had her issues. My daughter was a free spirit. You know, when she set her mind to do something, that's what she did. It was 2016 when the murder took place. The young man that committed the murder actually turned out to be a serial killer, killing two other females and tried to kill a fourth. Eventually, he was convicted and given 160 years in jail. And he himself is a young man. I think now he's only 25 years old. So for the rest of his life, he will be in jail. Does that bring any kind of closure or any satisfaction? Not really. People always say, well, you've won the case. And I said, well, what did I win? I said, justice may have been served, but I didn't win anything. You have three young ladies who will never return home again. You have one young lady who will be emotionally wrecked for the rest of her life. And then they said, well, who's the fifth? I said, well, this young man has a mother. And for the rest of her life, she will have to walk around the city of North Jersey or Newark, New Jersey, or Orange, New Jersey, with a label. She will no longer be known as his mom. She'll be known as the mother of the young man who committed these heinous crimes, these murders. Parents of Murdered Children came about for me as a source of support, someone that I could talk to and relate with other families who have gone or are going through what I've had to go through. POMC, the national office, is located, as I said, in Cincinnati, Ohio. And if you are a survivor, you have lost someone to homicide or some kind of criminal act, you can start a chapter in your city or your town where you live at. So I contacted them and I kept saying, what can I do to keep my daughter's memory alive? Parents of Murdered Children came about. I called them and did my paperwork and they accepted me. Parents of Murdered Children has many resources, many programs that they can offer to help you get through your situation. Not only is Parents of Murdered Children a support group, but they offer many programs to assist you, such as The Courage to Grieve, which is a weekend of hope and healing where survivors come together and they talk, they support each other, they lean on each other, because there's something there in common. We also have what they call Making the Difference. When you talk about making the difference, this is for families and friends of those who have died by violence. The object of POMC is to try to make an awareness and to eliminate, if possible, murder. This is happening every single day. In the city of Philadelphia, as I stated earlier, there have been 15 children shot. And for what? Why? Because I don't think the people who are doing these shootings realize, okay, you want to take this child or this person out for something that they did, or for something that they said, or something they didn't do or didn't say. But not only are you killing this individual, but you're killing a whole family. And here's the thing. When you get caught, what about your family? So there's more than just one person destroyed here. You have one person and two families and extended friends and relatives who have to deal with this. I don't think we realize the consequences that take place when we do something. We just act on impulse. We act on a dare. We act on initiation or whatever the case may be. And not fully understanding the tragedy that is taking place. We also offer a program called Murder is Not Entertainment. For example, how many times have you gone into a supermarket or a store, Wawa, 7-Eleven, and you walk past the magazine rack or the book rack and you see books on a shelf saying how to get away with murder? Things like that. You have a right as somebody who patronizes that store to go to the manager and say, you know, my daughter or my son was murdered. Why do you have this on the shelf? You know, I take this personally. They don't realize, people don't realize the pain that you suffer inside. And I want to tell you something. You know, when you lose your child to murder, or a loved one, period, to murder, this is not something that just goes away. Every single day, I live with the fact that my daughter is not here. Every Christmas, I don't see her. Every birthday, I don't see her. Every Thanksgiving, she's not at the table. How do we deal with this? And what can we do to change it? In honor of our loved ones, POMC offers what they call a murder wall. And on this murder wall, it's basically an engraving of your child's name, date of birth, and date of death. And this is put on display, whether it be in your chapter or at the national office or at our national convention, which we have one coming up. And it is open to the families. They may participate. They may go this year. I'll talk more about it. It's going to be in St. Louis, Missouri, in July 21st to the 24th. So when we come together in our support group, we let each person, each family, tell their story. And there are so many things that you couldn't begin to fathom that these families have gone through. And when you hear how their child was murdered, or a loved one was murdered, and it just cuts your heart, you know. And you have to think, if you don't shed a tear or something, you know, are you human? You know, to hear how somebody could take a 19-year-old child or a 16-year-old child or a 15-year-old, and now they're getting younger and younger. And the sad thing is, the ones that are committing the murders are getting younger and younger. The city's at odds. They don't know what to do. Comments are being made and then retracted. Somebody says, oh, we're not in a crisis right now. Well, how many children have to die for you to consider it a crisis? How many loved ones have to be buried for you to be considered a crisis? As a parent who has lost a child to violence, to me, it's a crisis, and we need help. Now we have a police officer's son who was murdered. When does it stop? When does somebody stand up and recognize what's going on? When does somebody say, hey, we really need to do something about this? The time has come for us, and I hate to use the term, but fight back. And I don't mean go out and buy guns and start shooting all the criminals and this, that, and the other, but believe me, people are getting fed up. People are getting tired. 16-year-old boy was just gunned down a couple weeks ago trying to carjack somebody. He didn't know that the driver of the car had a firearm. Retaliation is taking place. But what does that lead to? It leads to more death. Something has to give. Something has to stop. There's so many things that the city of Philadelphia says they're trying to do. There's so many things that New York is saying that they're trying to do. But when does the public begin to see them trying to do something? When can we begin to see a change in the city that we live in? This is supposed to be the city of brotherly love. So where's the love? Where's the compassion? When do people get to stand up and say, hey, this has to stop by any means necessary? You want to call in the National Guard, you want to call in this, you want to call in that, whatever it takes. Why should a child not feel safe to go to school? Why should a child not feel safe to go out in front of his house and play and enjoy his friends and enjoy the fresh air? Kids today, they want to sit in the house and they want to play with the electronics. Maybe it feels safer, I guess. I don't know. When I was growing up, we go outside and play. can't do that now. And this is why I always make the statement I never say to my children when I was your age. I say, well, what do you mean? Why don't you say that? Because I was never their age. What our children are going through today, we didn't have to go through. When I went to school, I didn't have to worry about getting shot. Girls weren't too concerned about, oh, I might get snatched or raped or what have you. But today, we used to say, if you're out here, you know, slinging or dealing drugs, you got to look over your shoulder. Now you just got to be walking down the street, you got to look over your shoulder because you don't know who's behind you or what's going on. And the sad thing is, a lot of these kids that are being shot aren't even the targets. They're killed by bullets that are just traveling through the air. They just happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. When do we begin to realize that a bullet just has nobody's name on it? That once that bullet leaves the gun, you can't bring it back. It's gone. And where it lands, it lands. So we're going to come back in a few, and we're going to continue speaking about POMC. They have done a wondrous work for me. They have helped me overcome some of the sadness and gave me the inspiration to help others get through what they're dealing with. So I'm glad POMC, and there's a lot of organizations out here. Right now in the Central Philadelphia chapter, which is the chapter that I'm the leader of, we have approximately 18 families. And it's so nice to hear the families say, we feel safe. One of them said one of the issues with being part of these groups is the fact that no matter what you say, or how you tell me to grieve or get over it, if you've never been through it, you cannot understand where I'm coming from. There is no time limit on grief. It doesn't shut on and off with a switch. So when we come back, we're going to go ahead and continue talking about POMC. I want to thank you for tuning in to A Heart for the People Christian Ministry here on WWDB AM 860 Talk Radio. We'll be right back. I'm Reverend Lee West, your host. Welcome back to A Heart for the People Christian Ministry here on WWDB AM 860 Talk Radio. This is Reverend Lee West. I'm your host. And today we are talking about parents of Murdered Children, an organization out of Cincinnati, Ohio, who founder started Not Robbery to start this organization for families who are going through the loss of a loved one or their child due to homicide. So as we come back, I was talking about grief. It's just not something that you can turn on and off. It's not something that you can, there's no light switch. There's no time limit. People say, you know, your daughter was murdered in 2016. And I said, yes. And they said, are you feeling any better, you know, as time goes on? And I have to respond that no. You know, I miss her tremendously. My daughter was my heart. She was my youngest girl, and I miss her a great deal. But that pain that I feel inside helps me to help others, to help someone to be able to get through what they're dealing with in the loss of their child. It takes a special person to be able to sit and listen to so many families in tears and upset and hurting for their child or their loved one who has been taken away from them. But as I said before, Parents of Murdered Children has helped a great deal. And to be able to, for me, to be able to hear other people's stories and then give them feedback as to what I went through, because some of these people, the trial is not over. They're still going through the court situation where, for me, everything is said and done. The man who committed these crimes, at the time he started, my daughter was his first victim. He was only 20 years old. Now he is 25, I believe about to be 26. And he was sentenced to 160 years in jail. And given parole after 140 years. So basically, he's not going anywhere. I want to say that Parents of Murdered Children, they take this very seriously. They take your feelings. They respect your loved one that you have lost. They respect the families, and they do everything they can to help you get through. The National Organization of Parents of Murdered Children, for families and friends of those who have died by violence, dedicated to the aftermath and prevention of murder. And that is exactly what they do. They do everything in their power to help you get through. One of the other programs that Parents of Murdered Children offer through our chapter is Parole Block. People say, well, what is Parole Block? Parole Block is a way of keeping the person who committed the crime from getting out early. So if the family finds out that so-and-so is getting out of prison, whether it's good behavior or whatever, and they're getting paroled, Parents of Murdered Children, our chapter or the main office, will send you a petition. And you will get, we will get that signed. Once that petition is signed, we will send it to that state's parole board, wherever you're located. I believe we had a meeting the other day. I think right now it's at an 87% positive movement, which means 87% of the people who were supposed to get out were not able to get out. So it does work. It does work. Parents of Murdered Children Incorporated Parole Block program strives to give survivors a sense of control as well as a positive outlet for their anger, frustration, and disillusionment with the criminal justice system. I can tell you firsthand that there are times when I have gone and I felt like the person who committed the crime had more rights than I did, than my daughter did. Sometimes you may feel like your child or your loved one is just a number. you're just a case. Well, parents of murdered children, we try to relieve you of that. We try to make you feel like, you know, this is your child. Your child means something to you and should mean something to everybody else. So this is why we have these programs set up. And you fill out the form, you know, I need assistance keeping a murderer behind bars. You can send a donation to help keep the convicted murderer in prison, off the streets. Or if you just want to help and volunteer in circulating this information, you can do that as well. The next thing is we have what they call sibling grief, the forgotten mourners. We always seem to go to the mothers of the murdered child or murdered loved one. But there are dads out there, and there are also younger brothers and sisters or older. Well, Parents of Murdered Children has a program for that as well. When a brother or sister is murdered, sudden reality of death is too much for families to accept all at once. Siblings who are left with the pain can experience extreme loneliness because they believe that no one understands what they're going through. And that's true. A lot of times, as we tend to the parents, we forget about the younger ones or the brothers and sisters of that person. They may feel that they cannot share their feelings with other members of the family because they want to protect them from additional pain. Due to the shock and the confusion, the murder brings there will be no comprehension of why their brother or sister was so quickly taken away from them. This is another program, Sibling Grief, that Parents of Murdered and Children offer as well. And we have special counselors that will deal with that. We have speakers that will deal with that as well. As I stated earlier, on July 21st through the 24th, there will be the 36th Annual National Conference. This will be held in St. Louis, Missouri. There's a lot of things that are offered during this conference, a lot of workshops. For example, we have Murder Wall unveiling, as I said. That's where you come to the conference and they will unveil a large wall of murdered victims. So we're going to continue this, and I want to thank you for tuning in today to WWDB AM 860 Talk Radio, A Heart for the People Christian Ministry. My name is Reverend Lee West. I'm your host, and I look forward to talking to you again. God bless. It must have been